Hello everyone on the VI Talk channel. I just wanted to come in on the discussion about the safety of a six-year-old boy in an electric wheelchair. The discussion that was started on the channel by Steve, the Fundamonzo, and who sort of started the topic from listening to Lenore, who started it on her own personal profile. And I think this is actually a really interesting discussion. I think there's a really interesting discussion going on here with this topic. It's really interesting to hear, everybody else's views and what other people think as well about it. I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. Since Lenore said, it was actually a case study scenario sort of thing. So there's no real. There's no real right or wrong answer, and I think with that in a real situation, I also personally think that actually there is no right or wrong answer, I think there are a lot of grey areas with it. I think that the subject area does have a lot of grey areas in, and you've got to sort of in a case study like that, in a case like that, you've got to think about, you've got to question a lot of things, and you've got to, have as much detail as possible, in order to actually, understand what the situation is, and, to see whether, what's been done is, actually okay or not. And the question that was asked was, is it fair to sort of take out the battery of the electric wheelchair that was used by this six-year-old boy for his own safety? But like I say, you've got to wonder what safety are we talking about? Some people asked some people presume that maybe it must have been inside the house, because if you're out and about, you would naturally, you keep an eye on the child if you're out and about and stuff. So it must be in the house. But I know quite a few of you probably won't agree with what I say. But like I say, I don't agree with it, but then I don't disagree with it at the same time. I think it's okay, but then again, part of me says maybe it's not. But what I'm thinking is, and the way I'm looking at it is, I'm presuming that it's the because in the case study it wasn't specified whether the mother was thinking of trying to keep the child safe in the house, or whether it was to do with when they were out and about. And for me, personally, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that I don't think that the child would be using the wheelchair in the house. That's my sort of take on it, because depending on if they were living in a majority houses are quite small, and with a lot of furniture around and stuff like that, you're not gonna be able to maneuver a big wheelchair around, and the way I look at it is, I think that wheelchair users, children, I'm saying, maybe not adults, or maybe it is with adults as well, but I'm presuming that they don't use it in the house. It's like blind people and guide dogs. You don't actually use the guide dog in the house because you don't need it in the house, and that's the way I see it with the child in a wheelchair, unless they're catatonic and they don't have the use of the rest of their body. But I'm thinking that from the case study scenario, that it sounds like that the only disability he had was his mobility, from the sound of it. Or was there other physical? I don't think there was any other physical. I think it was just with his legs, he's just unable to walk, which means that he probably had the use of his hands. And when children do have the use of their hands, they often, when they're not using the wheelchair, they will often crawl on the floor. So when they're in the house, they will be crawling around, and it's a lot more easier to move around for the child on the floor, crawling around this way. So I think that, there would be crawling. When if they're going to move around in the house, I think they'd be crawling more than using the wheelchair. Or they might even have a Zimmer frame type thing provided by social services, or you know, a service. I'm not sure what service. I can't remember what service it is that would provide it for them. Maybe it would be the occupational health therapist would, you know, they would provide with something like that, so that they can maneuver, you know, use that in the house rather than having to use the wheelchair, because the house to use a wheelchair in the house is, you know, I'm presuming it's very tricky to actually use a wheelchair in the house, and trying to maneuver a wheelchair, you know, in between furniture and things like that. So, you know, I'm presuming that the wheelchair wouldn't actually be used in the house. I'm just presuming that it's more or less when they're out and about. And I know some people have said that, oh, well, but you would be, you know, you'd be keeping a close eye on that child anyway, you know, if you were out and about, because, you know, why would you, you know, leave that child unattended? But, which is true, you wouldn't leave the child unattended, but sometimes you can turn around, you know, you can have the child next to you and you can turn around, and, you know, the child, you know, they could, you know, the 6-year-olds, they don't want to sit still. And even with an able-bodied child, you know, they can wander off and, you know, and go this way and that way. They want to touch this, they want to touch that, or, you know, something like that. I don't know. And sometimes children want to run around and things like that. And maybe this child, you know, when he's out and about, he likes to sort of, you know, well, obviously he's going to move around and stuff, and maybe other children are running around and stuff, and he wants to follow them and stuff. And maybe, like, if they were out in, I don't know, somewhere where there were lots of, I don't know, furniture, or, you know, not furniture, but obstacles in the way or something, maybe with a wheelchair, because he's trying to maybe, like, maybe he's playing tag with other children or something, and he likes to you know, sort of move around and stuff with the wheelchair, and maybe he's bumping into things, you know, or bumping into people. And, you know, because being 6 and he doesn't really, you know, maybe he doesn't understand that, you know, he's going to, by moving around, and, you know, maybe there are different speeds on that wheelchair, but there probably won't be, you know, mega speed or anything, but, you know, maybe, you know, he's bumping into people or something, or he's going over people's feet with the wheelchair without realizing it. Maybe he's not realizing it. Maybe it's not just to him. Maybe the danger's to other people as well. Or maybe he is knocking into, I don't know, maybe in, they go out to a cafe where you can actually sit outside, maybe, and you know, there's tables and chairs and things, and the children often, you know, sometimes children do like to run around, you know, run around these tables and things, you know, because they do, you know, they're children, you know. And maybe he wants to follow them, and, you know, anything, it could be anything, you know, it could be anything. I mean, I'm giving really bad examples, because I can't really think of examples at the minute, but maybe there are examples, you know, maybe there are times when she can't always, you know, she's there, but, you know, he wants to move around, so therefore, you know, he's putting himself in danger. And when you've got as a mother, you know, when you've got a child with a disability who's already suffering as it is, you know, with a disability, I mean, they're probably not suffering, you know. I mean, we know that, you know, as with visual impairment, we're not really suffering, but to somebody who's not disabled, you know, an able-bodied person, they don't always understand that. And especially a mother, they don't really see it like that. And they see it like, oh, they can't do this and they can't do that, or, you know, they must be suffering anyway because they can't do this and that, and the, you know, they're sort of I don't know the word for it, oh, that's it, they're kind of, maybe they're kind of they feel that they're really restricted anyway, you know, maybe the suffering in some way, you know, I don't know. But I can't explain what I'm trying to say, but, you know, they think that, you know, if they get injured, they're going to hurt themselves even more, and they might break something, and they might, you know, restrict themselves even further by injuring themselves. So they feel a bit, maybe the mother feels a bit more worried, you know, that, that the child is going to hurt themselves even more, and maybe even next time break an arm or something, which means that, you know, they're not able to walk anyway. So then breaking an arm means they're not going to be able to walk, and they're not going to be able to do things with their arms, you know, and that means that, you know, that's another, you know, for maybe temporarily or maybe even permanently, another disability, you know, added on, you know, do you know what I mean? I don't know, maybe you guys will disagree with me on that one, but that's the way I'm looking at it. Or, you know, maybe they're out at the swimming pool, you know, where they've just finished swimming and I don't know, or maybe they're just about to go into the swimming pool or whatever, or the children are running around, or maybe there's, you know, they're at the swimming pool and there's a cafe nearby and the children are just, I don't know, maybe running around and stuff, or, you know, they're all, you know, the children are get a bit excited and, you know, they shouldn't really be playing near the pool, but maybe they are, I don't know. And, you know, and him being in the wheelchair, maybe he wants to play with the others as well. But with the wheelchair, as young as he is, maybe he doesn't have control of that wheelchair yet as well as, you know, as you would expect. I mean, like, maybe, you know, because obviously he's still very young and it's, you know, to it must be hard to control it and stuff. I don't know. I know they're really bad examples here, but I'm just saying, you know, the wheelchair is probably, the swimming pool scenario probably is a really bad example, but I'm trying to get you to understand, you know, what I'm trying to say is, but, you know, but the wheelchair is probably really hard to control for a 6-year-old, you know, they might not have control as of yet, you know, it does take a long time to control it and stuff, and, you know, normally 6-year-olds and stuff, they're only just, you know, they're sort of developing, their body's still developing, and therefore, you know, they're still developing control in certain areas and things like that. Put it this way, children with, you know, a 6-year-old isn't, you know, they're not able to write as neatly as adults, because they don't have the control, the hand movement and the control isn't completely there yet. So what I'm trying to say is maybe the control, you know, his control and, you know, him maneuvering this wheelchair, the control isn't all there yet. And maybe the mother's, you know, seeing that he's, you know, bumping into things or, you know, whatever, or, you know, you know, because she's seeing that he's not manoeuvring it properly, you know, therefore, you know, she's worried that he's going to fall somewhere, you know, like I say, in the swimming, if they're at the swimming pools, whatever, you know, he's going to fall into that pool or whatever, or, you know, or if they're on holiday and he's in there, the children are playing near the pool on holiday or whatever, in the hotel or whatever, you know, do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it could be anything. I mean, it might not be the pool because, you know, obviously children shouldn't really be playing near the pool anyway. But, you know, I'm just using that as an example to help you understand what I'm trying to say. I don't know, but I might be wrong, but that's just the way I see it. You know, I just think that there's so many great areas. But, you know, I do agree with some of the things that some of you guys have said, like, you know, you wouldn't, with an able-bodied child, you wouldn't tie them up to stop them from, you know, doing things, you know, moving around and stuff, but you would, you know, sort of like, you would, you know, talk to them and explain to them and, you know, maybe, I don't know, make them sit out or something. You would actually make them sit out or something. I don't know, make them sit in a, I don't know, away from, you know, from all the other children and just sit there for a bit to make them, get them thinking about what they're doing, you know, and that it's dangerous, you know, and I don't know. I don't know how you would restrict them. I don't know. You would somehow. I don't know. But you would talk to them. I suppose you would explain to them and talk to them. But the thing is, with a 6-year-old, they don't always listen. They don't always listen. You can tell them, but they will forget and they don't always listen. They don't always, you know, they'll go back to whatever they were doing because they forget. They forget. Or some children, you get some very clever children who would say, well, it's not going to happen to me, you know, I can do it, it's not going to happen, not to me, you know, or they'll be doing something that they shouldn't be doing, and because they haven't had a fall yet, or, you know, they've not had an accident, they'll be saying, oh, I haven't fallen, I'm not going to fall, or it's not going to happen to me, you know, because they don't have the concept to think that what they're doing is actually dangerous, and they'll just carry on doing it. They don't always listen to you. You know, that's just the experience that I've had with children, you know, I grew up with a lot of children, you know, in my house and stuff, you know, with my in my family and stuff. So, you know, I know 6 year olds, you know, they don't always listen. So I don't know. We don't really know. There's so many grey areas. But yeah, I do agree that, you know, it's not necessarily nice, and it's not right. I don't know, but it's not nice to, you know, having to do that, which means he's been restricted and stuff. But I don't know if she did it in a sense for about maybe 5 minutes, just to get him to think about what he's actually doing, took it out and said, right, what you did was dangerous, and I want you to think about it, and you're going to sit here and you're going to think about it, and I'm going to take the battery out, you know, so that you think about what you're doing, and then put it back in after 5 minutes or something. Maybe she did something like that. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But that's the way I'm looking at it. Maybe that's the way this parent would be in this case, in this case study scenario. Maybe that's how they're looking at it. I don't know really. But I think a lot of people have had, you know, really good ideas. I think I do, you know, thinking, you know, that the idea that you wouldn't tie up an able-bodied person, so why should you, you know, take the batteries out of a child in a wheelchair? You know, I actually do agree with that in a way, but then there's the safety element. We don't know what the safety element is. What is she trying to keep him safe from? That's what makes me think. And, you know, maybe, you know, whatever she's trying to keep him safe from, maybe there is a, I don't know. Maybe she might have a point, you know, with this parent, but we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. There's nothing. There's no detail, so you don't really know. I don't really know. There's no right or wrong answer. I think everybody, what everybody said is probably right. You know, there's a lot of people made really good points actually, and yeah. So I don't really know. I don't know. And like Sabrina said, you know, the mother does sort of have a right to worry. Because as a mother, you do worry, you know, and a lot more mothers worry a lot more when they've got a disabled child, because it's harder, I think. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, dear. But yeah, if there is anybody out there who is a wheelchair user, and they've been using a wheelchair since, you know, a young age, do come on and, you know, I'm really curious. Do come on and tell us whether you did as a child use your wheelchair in the house. But I'm just really curious about that, really, because I just think that you wouldn't use a wheelchair in the house. I don't think you would. I really don't think you would. I think there actually would be certain things, you know, in place for that, for the house and stuff, because I just can't see it. I don't know. It's a really interesting topic. It's really, really interesting. I'm really curious. I want to hear what more people have to say. It's really interesting. So if anybody else has any other views, do come back and let us know. You know, because I'm quite interested. I'm really intrigued with this. And Steve, please do tell us your view, because we would want to know. Because you didn't tell us your views. I'm really curious now what you actually think, because you're the one that started it off. So I'm really curious as to what you think and what your views are. Anyway, I hope you're well. And thank you, Steve, for the topic. It's really an interesting one. So anyway, I hope you're all well. And I think I waffled on a little bit too much anyway. but yeah, I hope you're well. And I'll just speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.